Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9 o'clock British Summertime. Today is May 27th. Well, last night I talked about the Indonesian market having had such an impressive upward dynamic, and thinking that perhaps it may have been a leader. I was sort of second guessing myself that perhaps I'd put too much emphasis on that, but that was exactly what it. It turned out to be the case this morning, where we saw key day reversals right across the Japanese markets and in Malaysia. But in the Asian region generally, we saw most markets opening lower on that weak US close last night, but rallying throughout the session and finishing pretty much on the upper side of their ranges. Into the European session, just about every market finished in positive territory. Most were up in excess of 2%. Quite a few were up in excess of 3%. The FTSE, the DAX, the CAC were all up in excess of 3%, and the Italian index was up in excess of 4.5%. Into the U.S. markets, we have the Dow Jones at the close up 2.85%, the S&P up 3.3%, and the Nasdaq Composite up 3.73%. Brazil was up about 3 1/3% as well. So we are seeing that the short-term oversold conditions that had developed by early this week are beginning to be unwound, and we're into what is at least a relief rally. At this juncture, every market needs to be assessed on its own merits, and a little bit more on that in a moment. On the other side of the equation, with stock markets broadly rallying, you had the US Treasury markets were really quite weak, down a full point in 19 ticks, down to 122.28, so back below 123. That's a clear downward dynamic, and that market had certainly accelerated higher. The US dollar was also weaker right across the boards. So against the euro, the dollar was weaker by 1.86 cents. Against the pound, it was weaker by 2 cents. Against the Australian dollar, almost 3 cents. Against the Canadian dollar, almost 2.5 cents. So that's two of the safe haven assets that have had clear downward dynamics against them, and we're seeing clear upward dynamics on risk assets such as stock markets. The oil market was stronger by over $3, so it's back up to 74.73, having been as low earlier this week as $65 intraday. That's really quite a bounce. The gold market hadn't rallied nearly as much as those other safe havens, and consequently, it hasn't fallen nearly as much either as risk assets have recovered. So, gold was up 35 cents in here today. Palladium was up 17, platinum was up 34, and silver was up $18. Copper, pulling away from this $3 area, was up 9 cents. The nickel market was up just under $700, and zinc, which has been one of the weaker industrial metals, was up $50. We've had a very volatile month in May, and the VIX advance was capped on the 21st with a key day reversal, and it continues to pull back, and it pulled back again sharply today with this impressive upward dynamic right across stock markets. That's what we were talking about yesterday, was that there were so many of these indices had come back to areas of potential support, whether that was the 200-day moving average or their progression of rising reaction lows. For a large number of markets, that was the February low, and it was really a question of will they or won't they rally from here. Well, today's upward dynamic categorically answers that question, and we've seen impressive rallies right across the boards. So upward dynamics from areas of potential support confirm that demand is coming back in at an expected area. So that's broadly positive. For markets that have perhaps taken out their February lows, where they have sustained moves below their 200-day moving averages, then this is at least a relief rally. They will have to obviously rally more. They will have to do more to repair the more significant damage done to the integrity of their medium-term advances. So we are certainly not out of the woods. And one swallow does not a summer make, and one upward dynamic is not going to reassert the medium-term uptrends that have been in motion since at least March of last year. So, at a minimum, we've seen that most markets have found at least short-term support. They will. It also means that for most of these markets, we now have another higher reaction low. And for markets that have taken out their progressions of higher reaction lows, this is the beginning of at least a relief rally. When we look at leading markets, such as the Indonesian market or indeed the Nasdaq, the German market also remains broadly consistent, then this is another higher reaction low. I don't think anybody really believes that there is enough of bullish demand out there to push these markets straight back up to their April highs. So the most likely scenario is that we're going to have a more volatile, rangy environment. But we've seen at least a short-term low, and this rally probably has a little bit further to go before we see a pullback, and hopefully that markets on any pullback will find support at a progressively higher level, and that really will be categorical evidence that we've probably seen something of a medium-term low rather than a short-term low. I opened a long today in the Nikkei because it has been so badly beaten down, and those banks had come back to test their 2009 and indeed 2003 lows, and I thought that they were looking cheap. And we had so many of those markets in Japan that had upward dynamics and key day reversals today that I thought it was a tradable signal. And in tandem with that, the yen has been one of the strongest currencies in the world, and we can rationalize that any way we like, but it has certainly been in response to the safe haven trade that has been very much in action for the last couple of weeks. So if we are seeing these upward dynamics, and we're seeing that the dollar and government bonds generally are coming under pressure now, then the yen is likely to fall into line there as well. And we've mentioned on a large number of occasions over the last few months that the catalyst that the Japanese market needs is a weaker yen, and we may be about to get it. So rather than shorting the yen against some of the more overextended currencies, such as the Australian dollar, I've chosen for the sto I've chosen the stock market because I suppose on the one hand it has less. It has a probably a more categorical signal, but also it's less volatile compared to some of those yen crosses, which really have been remarkably volatile over the last few months. Today's action is really good positive action, and it's exactly what we needed to see for so many of these stock markets. If one strips out the fiscally weak countries and focuses on those that where growth remains the very much in the positive side, and where secular bull themes are very active, such as the greatest urbanization in history or supply inelasticity meets rising demand, then those charts remain broadly consistent. If one goes then and looks at something like the Greek market, where it's one of only a few markets which has come right back to test its March 2009 lows, then that has lengthy convalescence written all over it. In the Middle East, we've seen that the Saudi Arabian market has fallen like a stone over the last couple of weeks and has come back again. And it's another market that has given up a very large part of its advance. But these are not systemically important markets. And when we look at the Nasdaq, or we look at the Canadian market or the German market, then they remain broadly consistent. The FTSE 100, which is heavily weighted by exporters and has benefited over the last year by the weakness of the euro, or by the weakness of the pound, excuse me, has found support at the psychological 5,000 level and rallied impressively in here today. It's certainly not the most consistent of the trends out there, but neither is it particularly inconsistent relative to to what we're being presented with in the market right now. So there is still a note of caution out there, and what we're seeing is that these markets have found at least short-term support, but it's we'll need to see them do better, and we'll be able to make a much more concrete prediction about where markets are going to go when we've seen that they can find support at a progressively higher level. But for the moment, we're certainly getting some short covering, and that could go on for a while longer. And in the meantime, I think I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.